If you are one of the many orthodontists placing mini screws or TADs for anchorage, I'm sure one of your concerns is the possibility of having the mini screw penetrate root structure. How much injury would occur if you did contact root structure when placing a mini screw? If a mini screw has caused root damage and been left in place, what is the likely histologic response? Does this cause external root resorption, ankylosis, pulpal necrosis, repair of attachment, or no response? These questions were addressed in a study titled Root and Pulp Response After Intentional Injury from Mini Screw Placement by Rahul Ranjan et al., which appeared in the November 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. In this study, the authors placed a total of 60 self-tapping mini screws between the premolars and molars of three beagle dogs. The mini screws were placed with the intention of inflicting root damage. A full radiographic series was taken before and after mini screw placement, and the dogs were assessed daily for evidence of infection and stability of the mini screws. Using radiographs, the authors identified 20 sites with evidence of root approximation, and these sites were selected for histologic assessment. At 12 weeks, another radiographic series was taken, and each dog was sacrificed. Microcomputed tomography scans were then used to identify evidence of pulpal necrosis or local inflammatory infiltrate, and the attachment apparatus surrounding each mini screw was evaluated for evidence of ankylosis, external root resorption, or cementum repair. What do you think the authors found when they evaluated the roots of the teeth that had been penetrated by the mini screws? The bottom line is, the results of this study are good news for orthodontists. There was no histologic evidence of inflammatory response either at the root surface or in the pulp. Pulp necrosis, external resorption, and ankylosis were not found, but reparative cementum was seen at each injury site. There is evidence of continuous cementum repair along the injured root surface, and it was only in cases of severe injury with displacement of root fragments that ankylosis was noted. The authors also noted that at each site, woven bone was present along the mini screw threads, which suggests that a degree of osseointegration had occurred with the mini screws. The bottom line is that only when screws penetrated and split the roots did a negative effect occur, i.e. ankylosis. It is important to understand that in this study, the mini screws were placed intentionally to cause root damage so that the authors could determine the degree of penetration that could be sustained. Practically, when an orthodontist is placing a mini screw, he or she would likely experience a significant alteration in resistance if a root had been contacted, and also proprioceptive nerve endings in the PDL would transmit the sensation of increased pressure to the patient, unless the patient was under profound anesthesia. Although it is always good to be careful about inferring results from animal studies to humans, I see no reason that similar results would not occur in humans. Also, in most cases, mini screws placed in orthodontic patients would be in place more than 12 weeks. However, I see no reason why these results should not be similar to mini screws evaluated after a longer period of time. It appears that the authors do plan to conduct a follow-up research project with the screws in place for a longer period of time. You can find the results of this good news study in the November 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.